USA News, I'm Dave Collins. A former National Defense Secretary in the Trump administration says a second Trump presidency would be disastrous to national security.
So I suspect Trump will quickly move to end funding for Ukraine. And then at some point, he's also going to move to withdraw funding for NATO and maybe even pull out of NATO.
Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Mark Esper said he expects Trump would be unsuccessful in negotiating a deal between Russia and the Ukraine. The former president has said in July he would end the war in Ukraine in one day if he's elected. Esper added that Russian President Vladimir Putin is probably hoping for another Trump presidency. A senator whose name is mentioned as a potential third-party candidate in the 2024 presidential election says he'll make a decision by the end of the year.
I'm more concerned about the country right now. What you've seen, the theatrics that played out, is ridiculous.
Speaking on Fox News Sunday, West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin said most people don't want the election to come down to a repeat of Biden and Trump. Manchin says his history of bipartisanship would help bring both sides of the aisle together. More than 75,000 Kaiser Permanente workers are gearing up for what would be the biggest healthcare strike in U.S. history. Unions representing the workers notified the company more than a week ago that they could launch a three-day strike this coming Wednesday. Negotiations on pay, outsourcing, and staffing have stalled. Kaiser hospitals and clinics in California, Oregon, Washington State, Colorado, Virginia, and the Washington, D.C. area would be affected. California won't be giving unemployment checks to workers on strike, with Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom vetoing a bill Saturday that had been inspired by high-profile work stoppages in Hollywood and the hotel industry. Newsom said the fund the state uses to pay unemployment benefits will be nearly $20 billion in debt by the end of the year. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The Department of Education is studying new ways to cancel student loans as payments begin this past weekend. Federal student loans have not accrued interest since March of 2020, but will begin doing so today. Meanwhile, the Biden administration is moving forward on a series of new initiatives announced since the Supreme Court struck down its $400 billion student debt transfer in June. In a significant development, Las Vegas police have arrested Dwayne Keith D. Davis in connection with the 1996 murder of rapper Tupac Shakur.
For 27 years, the family of Tupac Shakur has been waiting for justice. We are here today to announce the arrest of 60-year-old Dwayne Keith Davis, a.k.a. Keithy D., for the murder of Tupac Shakur.
Sheriff Kevin McMahill said Davis was arrested Friday morning. Shakur passed away 6 days after a drive-by shooting at a red light near the Las Vegas Strip. Tupac was involved in a fight with Davis outside a Mike Tyson fight, which eventually led Davis to allegedly get the gun that was used to kill Shakur at an intersection. The IRS is implementing stricter regulations for ticket resellers. According to the updated form, individuals who earn over $600 from ticket resale must now declare that income as taxable. In response to a surge of grievances regarding ticket resellers inflating prices, notably for events like Taylor Swift's recent tour. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.